Essay 18. Open Letter. To the Right Honourable David Cameron, MP. Prime Minister, 28th of December, 2010. Dear Mr. Cameron, I am resending my letter below with updates and urge your personal attention, and also urge that your staff or yourself take the time to read the www.aias.us site, where major flaws in the theory behind CERN are revealed in great detail. The way in which this site has received overwhelming worldwide acceptance indicates that the physicists who advocate continuation of CERN funding are in a tiny minority. There is an overwhelming rejection of the obsolete 20th century physics known as the Standard Model. I was appointed by your predecessor, Tony Blair, on behalf of the head of state, so my views are worthy of your personal attention. The letter below was just forwarded by one of your staff to a ministry, which forwarded it to CERN advisors themselves. We were then told to be excited about their work. This process treats government as if it doesn't exist. The CERN people advised continuation of self-funding. They are wasting billions at a time when your government's cuts are causing unnecessary hardship across Britain and threatening a recession. You've ignored expert advice in that area too, from a Nobel laureate in economics. You've caused great resentment amongst staff and students in the area of higher education by unrealistic fees increases. The next Labour government will have to undo the damage of this essentially unelected minority government, which has so cynically broken its election promises. It certainly has no right to govern in Wales or Scotland. Both countries would be much better off as independent republics. Since I wrote to your office last, UFT 158 to UFT 166 on AIAS.us has revealed wild self-inconsistencies in the basics of the Planck-Einstein theory. So the old physics has collapsed into the sand dunes upon which it was built, to be replaced by a variant of ECE theory called R-theory. It has been shown by many scientists many times that the U1 sector symmetry used at CERN is wholly incorrect, and in UFT 122 onwards, we have shown this definitively using clear symmetry arguments. So talk of going beyond the Standard Model is futile nonsense, like patching a sinking ship with a cabbage leaf. The Einsteinian theory of gravitation is riddled with errors, and again our work in this area has received overwhelming intellectual acceptance and also acceptance from many other governments. The United States government and military facilities read the site regularly because of the strategic importance of ECE theory in new energy and counter-gravitation. Sectors of your own government read the AIAS.us site regularly. One is never a prophet in one's own backyard, but if science funding goes on this way, the energy crisis will deepen and worsen. All the funding needed for research into that area will have been wasted on incorrect ideas. Not only incorrect, but wildly so. In contrast, by monitoring site feedback activity daily for 8 years, the overwhelming success of ECE theory has become obvious. We are prepared to send your office the complete feedback data, which is regularly summarized every quarter on AIAS.us. It may be studied already by one of your departments. Ingiwiriawan, Professor Myron Wynne Evans, Her Majesty's Civil List. Letter of Proceeding October 12th, 2010. Dear Mr. Cameron, I write to you in my capacity as the only chemical physicist currently on Her Majesty's Civil List, appointed by the Crown through your office in 2005 for distinguished service to Britain in science. I request that you read this letter personally because I feel that the funding of CERN by Britain should cease following the United States cut of 50%. The reasons are that the theory behind CERN is incorrect in several ways. See AIAS.us. I maintain this website as an active scientist, and it attracts a huge international interest. We can see this by computer feedback. I have developed a new theory of physics known as Einstein-Cartan-Evans, ECE, Unified Field Theory, which has made the heavily funded old physics entirely obsolete. Its failed ideas waste a lot of public funding at a time when cuts are being made across the board. The worrying thing is that prominent scientists and public advisers have been advocating an incorrect physics as a matter of vested interest rather than public duty. Therefore, impartial, clear-minded, and additional control is needed over science funding. It may be seen that prominent scientists such as Penrose and Hawking admit now that the old physics is obsolete, leaving younger colleagues and newer ideas in the lead. I can see that my website is read consistently by government departments worldwide, including several British government departments. I predicted long ago that the old physics has major weaknesses. I would also urge reform of EPSRC and similar to allow open competition for funding. The same type of vested interest restricts competition at present to the same academic world that has been proven to be so wrong. Yours sincerely, Professor Myron Wynne Evans, Gentleman of Glenaithrim, Scientist of Her Majesty's Civil List.